Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I went out to Vegas for the break.
Awesome.
See young Chaz. And man, it's a very flat place. But what's odd about it is there are a lot of places you can fall and die.
In a flat place.
You would think that... you're not going to die from falling.
There's scorpions down below when you land. Got him!
Well, one, they have these rooftop bars.
Okay.
And then it gets very windy there. So they have to shut the rooftop bars down.
Okay.
Because people just...
Right.
Hey, did you see Jimmy?
Right. He's here a second ago.
Where'd Jimmy go?
Who, light Jimmy?
The winds are that strong that people are going?
Right.
You know, we tried to get... onto a rooftop bar one night.
Yeah.
And they were like, you can stay here, but you can't go past this door.
Jeez. Yeah. How high up are we talking about here? Like 20 story, 30 story type thing?
That'd be a question I could answer if I were sober.
Okay.
I think in the 20s.
Okay. So that's a nice view of the city.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it's beautiful. Beautiful city.
But not when it's windy, no. I don't want to see the city on the way down.
Then I rented a Shelby and I took it out into the desert, and there's this Red Rock Park where it's just beautiful mountains, and they made this state road.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a one-way road, and it goes through these beautiful mountain areas.
Right.
I saw something you posted on social media. It was beautiful scenery.
Right.
Wow. But it's like a movie. Like here, we'd have guardrails and wires and giant rocks and things to keep you from going off the side.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't there.
No.
Yeah.
What time of day were you there? That's what I was trying to figure out.
11 a.m.
Yeah, because it looked like the sun was really up, and like I honestly couldn't believe the color. Like you just think, yeah, they're rocks. You know, there's not much there.
Right.
The color was unbelievable.
Yeah, but you don't want sun glare when on a road like that.
No, but I'm driving along, and you know I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah,
so I'm driving along, and I'm looking down left, and I'm looking down right.
Bad idea.
Wow, this is one of those. It's from a movie. If you go off the side,
right, slow
you're
motion.
Just dead.
It's just over.
And then, you know, 18 days later, they're like, hey, we found this car down here with a skeleton in it.
I think that's Thelma.
That soon? I'm thinking more like a long time later.
Yeah.
You know? Did you, like, look on the side and see anything?
No, I did what any smart person would do. Pull my phone out and let's record me driving.
Okay. Why not? Vegas, yeah. I'm going to gamble my life right
now. This seems beautiful. Yeah. Let me get my phone out.
Right, it sounds like you had a smart week. You know, you're like, I'm on top of a roof. How far is it? I don't know. I was drunk.
Oh, right.
How's the hill? I don't know. I was just driving.
Oh, I'm afraid of heights, so these things stand out to me. I thought, well, I'm in a flat state, so this will be all fine.
Wow. No, you should. When you make a video, I'll make a second video. Is you're driving along and hit the bridge. Oh, my God! And just throw the phone.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God! Chaz!
And then we went out to the Hoover Dam.
That looked scary.
Oh, man, that's high.
Just looking at the picture, I'm like, forget about it.
Oh, Matt and Stratford. Matt, you went to the Hoover Dam?
Yes, I did. I took my kids. My wife had to go to a conference, and my kids were looking out the window. Dad, if you go down there, you'll never be seen ever again. That's the winding road that takes you to the dam.
Thanks, son.
You just disappear. Hey. Oh, yeah.
I would have said, likewise, son.
I thought.
Hey, when you went through Red Rock Park, did you notice that they have the stop sticks? Because what happened is people would go in there, they would try to steal Indian artifacts. That's why they have it like that.
Oh.
So you go one way in, you can't get out the other way.
Oh. Man, what a bummer, people stealing that stuff.
Yeah.
That went on for years.
Oh, I did see that. What a beautiful place. You feel like you're, you know... in another country, really. It's
yes,
just so
absolutely.
Beautiful.
Nice and clean, quiet.
Yeah, it's like picture America before we got here.
Oh, wow. It was nice back then.
Not screwed up.
Right.
Not a building every 5 feet.
Right.
Every now and then they had to put a sign with a little arrow like, hey, if you keep going straight, you're going to be like dead.
Okay.
You know, but basically untouched earth.
Wow.
That poor first guy who had to put up the arrow.
Right.
Actually, actually, my family's right. Down there.
Actually, it was the second guy who put the arrows up.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, thank you, man. That Hoover Dam, though, built in the early 30s, because apparently all the you know, rainwater in the spring would wash down and, like, wash out farms in Colorado.
Right. It was necessary.
So, like, we need to do something about this.
I know. We'll build a dam.
Can you imagine the kind of equipment we had in the 30s?
Antiquated.
It couldn't have been hydraulic. It had to be all, you know, pull cables and...
Yeah. I've seen some, like, pictures of them building the Hoover Dam. Is all, like, you know,
Jesus,
like, large buckets with the cement in it.
Yeah, but large back then was, like, the size of a small machine now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like our version of the pyramids. Like, how did you do
right.
that then?
I it's mean, our version of the pyramids. You look at that, you're like, I don't know how the hell anyone in the 30s did this, let alone now.
It's a ninth wonder.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. It was a marvel then, but the fact that it's still basically running as it was, like, that's...
I wonder how many people
miraculous.
Died.
Yeah,
I wonder if OSHA came on after them.
Yeah, there was no OSHA.
Yeah.
There definitely wasn't any.
No OSHA.
Yeah, no, they kept on building.
Chaz was saying something that they had to have air conditioners there to cool the cement or it would just never dry. So they were making blocks of cement right there.
Wow.
Jesus. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The work.
How long did it take to build? Did they say?
You know, we didn't do the tour.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm good.
Right. I love all the questions. Right. How was the top of the building? I don't know. I was drunk. I was driving on the roads. I don't know. I was having fun. Right, right. How was the dam? I don't know. Damn.
Yeah.
I would be like, why is that crack there?
Well, I had a choice. I could walk around and look at the Hoover Dam and then Google it, which I didn't get a chance to do yet.
Right, right, right.
Or I could spend an hour down in the bowels of the dam. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, no one's being bowels. Yeah.
So
yeah,
Wikipedia says that construction began 1931 and they opened 1936.
Wow. That's pretty quick turnaround.
That is and lightning fast.
Generating electricity from that thing. Yeah, they're like, not only do we want to protect the farms,
right,
but let's use this to generate electricity.
Right.
Think about how many bad movies they've made with a helicopter above it while some guy's like escaping.
We find, like, just dump a bucket of water and someone go, crack, crack, and run out.
There were 112 deaths reported in association with the construction of the dam.
Wow.
Reported.
Right.
That's reported is an important word in that sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we have to report them all?
Right.
Choke them all out.
Right. That one guy, I forget about him. Yeah, night he left.
Oh, man, what a great trip.
Great trip. You start off by going, so many ways you could die there, man. I didn't even
there
know.
There are a lot of ways you could die.
You could fall off a building. You could go to your death. There's a dam. Great times.
Chris Angel, if you ever get a chance to see him.
Yeah.
Originally from Long Island.
Yep.
He's definitely a rocker who, you know, decided to become a magician or an illusionist or whatever.
Yeah. And your son got on the stage with him?
Yeah.
That was straight wild. Jacket.
Yeah. There's a moment where they ask the audience if you want to go up and check it out.
Right? I'm never that person.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I'm never like, saw me in half. Nah.
No, right. Thank you. Yeah. Well, it depends what you're going up for.
But you don't know that. They don't really tell you.
I got to tell you, you know, I know that he wasn't floating around in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I know that there was something, like, he didn't summon the universe to suspend gravity. But goddamn, he did everything you want. Like, okay, I believe something weird
mind
is
blown.
Happening here.
Yes, mind blown.
Mind blown.
Awesome.
Like, he's floating around. I'm like, all right, he's not really floating around. He's got some strings. And then he goes right through a stepladder that he was just standing on.
Okay.
And
then you're like, okay, this is
I'm
different.
I'm like, okay, that was pretty good.
That's some
and then they put him inside this tub, and they close the tub. And the tub is, like, just all plexiglass you can see. And they start spinning the tub.
Right.
Ooh. And like, all right. I know you haven't suspended gravity.
Right.
But this is good.
Right. The fact
you got
puke.
Me thinking here.
It impressed me. I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
I like not knowing. I enjoy that stuff by just knowing they put in the work. It's an illusion. I like just being silly and going, this is fun.
Right.
And not overthinking how they're doing.
That's how I spend my life.
Yeah. And it's really loud rock music.
Yeah.
And he's got these super hot assistants.
Well, he's a showman and a half. I mean,
I'm thinking, I'm watching these beautiful women who are, you know, the assistants.
Yes.
I'm like, man, that's a trick in itself to be able to perform a trick while these women are walking around dressed like they're from some sexual fantasy.
Yeah.
And you don't accidentally step on a sword or something. Like, just that, being able to control your focus.
I'd have, like, one trick. Watch my pants levitate.
There's no strings on there. It doesn't seem to be with wind.
Look at this.
Ta-da.
Look at this.
Watch one magic blue pill.
Stunt or stupid? Stupid.
Today for Stunt or Stupid, I'll be doing shock collar trivia. I have a dog shock collar. Chaz has the remote. I will take your pop culture questions. If I answer incorrectly, hang on. I will receive a zap from the shock collar.
Okay. 1-877-764-2535. Emma in Wallingford.
In the series Arrested Development, there's always money where?
Hidden in Dad's butt.
Zap him.
I got zapped. That was me yelling.
Let's zap again. No,
you don't get zapped twice.
Oh, bummer.
Where is it?
It's in the banana stand.
The banana stand, of course. Banana stand, Dad's butt, same thing.
Same thing.
Well, the collar's in your hand. I was looking at your neck. I didn't see anything on.
In my hand, yes.
You should put it in your neck.
No, you don't put it in your neck. Trust me. We learned a long time ago, you never put it in your neck.
You want to put it on your neck?
Yeah, I think you should put it in your neck.
You can't put it in your neck. You cannot
put it on your neck.
You cannot put it in your
neck. It's a collar.
You cannot, because you cannot put
wristband.
This collar on your neck.
Why?
There's a reason why, because it freaking hurts your brain.
Yeah, that's the joke.
I don't need any more damage in that department. Thank you.
There's a segment where you mumble. We need this.
Go ahead. I learned many times where not to put these collars.
Maybe you'll fumble less.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So next question.
All right. Thank you, Emma.
Thanks.
You don't want to put it on?
On my collar, on my neck, no.
How about your forehead? It's not, like a headband.
Anything above the shoulders is really bad.
How about your nose?
Again, above the shoulders.
Okay. 1-877-764-2535. I want to say happy birthday to Emma. She's 21 today.
Oh, a different Emma.
Not that Emma.
Right.
The other Emma.
Happy birthday
Remember
to you.
Remember Laurel, who used to work here?
Yes.
Remember Emma, the Girl Scout who came in? You made her cry on the air.
She's 21?
She's 21 today.
She's not still selling cookies, is she?
All right. So, Emma, this is for you. Happy birthday. Sing happy birthday to Emma.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Emma! Happy birthday to you!
All right, Jeff in Oxford.
Oh. Hey, Jeff in Oxford. How much horsepower is the Ford GT500H?
That pop culture is more automotive, isn't it?
It's a pop culture.
We'll take it.
Wasn't Chaz in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Now you can have a conversation while you answer. Okay, so what car was it again?
The Shelby GT500H, not the one that Chaz rented, just the GT, the 500H. How much horsepower is it?
Which year?
The 2022. Chaz didn't rent it. He rented the cheaper one.
I want to say 760.
They didn't have the other one available.
Is it someone's like around like 760 now?
No.
Chaz knows.
Yeah, it's 950.
Wow, jeez.
There you go, Chaz. Let's rent that one for us, all right?
Well, if it was available, I would have rented it.
It wasn't available. Trust me, he would have gotten it.
Frank. Frank.
Frank.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, can you turn your radio down?
Wake up, man.
Yeah. Yep, turn it all the way down. Hold on 1 second, Chaz. Okay, I got you.
All right, thank you, Frank.
We're not busy at all right now.
Okay. No.
So you got a question?
Yeah, I have a question. So it has to do with Stephen King.
Okay.
One of his latest movies. What's the name of the town that Penny...
I'm just going to zap him.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Put him out of his misery.
Red mark in my hand.
Thank you, Frank. It just took too long to get to the question.
What the hell was the question?
You put it around your arm like a tribal baby.
I know what he was asking. Name of the town that Pennywise the Clown is from.
Oh.
What was it?
I have no idea.
Derry.
Derry? As in like ice cream?
No, D-E-R-R-Y.
Derry. Okay, not Derry.
Derry.
So.
All right. Ask AJ any pop trivia question, and if he doesn't get it answered correctly, he gets zapped. 1-877-764-2535. In which online video streaming platform was launched in 2005?
2005 online video streaming thing. I'm going to say Netflix.
It was YouTube.
What year?
Yeah, Netflix actually was 97 for, like, the discs, and then a little bit later, like, earlier than 2005 for
Right.
Online.
Didn't they do like the mailing thing first?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You
really?
Send them back
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Right. They didn't even have a storefront.
Somebody's not thinking YouTube was earlier than that. Okay. Yeah. All right. That was legit.
Mm. Okay. What was the name of the singer who recorded the title song for the 2002 Bond feature, Die Another Day?
Oh, that was it Pink?
That Madonna? No,
Madonna.
Yeah.
Oh.
That one's bad.
Oh.
I'm better
at
this.
That's a bad theme.
Make my palm.
Are you trying
sweaty.
To blow your palm?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm a conch.
There's a fire out.
Blowfest.
In which year did Michael Jackson pass away?
That was 2010, wasn't it?
The year that he died.
What was it?
9.
Damn it.
Oh, AJ.
I was close.
Right there.
Why I didn't find it until 2010.
Michael hated double digits.
Damn it.
The show Buffy the Vampire Slayer had a spinoff. What was the show called?
Yeah.
Oh, that was I know this one. Was the dude. What the hell was it? I can't think of it.
Single word.
Yep.
Dork.
That man.
All right. All right. I got a question or two, and then we'll go to the phones, and then Phil's got some more songs.
Okay. I got plenty.
1-877-764-2535.
Charge this thing up.
All right. We're going to move quickly here, so pay attention.
Like a speed round. Okay.
Shock collar trivia.
Yes.
Who is the oldest Kardashian sister?
Kim.
It's Courtney.
Courtney, that was it.
I wouldn't know that.
Who married Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes on New Year's 2000?
Oh, Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Kate Hudson.
That's it, yeah. Okay.
He was kind of right, though.
But I didn't get the name.
Hmm. The name.
I don't believe if you look up her birth certificate, it says Goldie Hawn's daughter.
It might.
Well, on the bottom, it probably says, also.
Property of Goldie Hawn.
Right.
And
exactly.
Kurt Russell.
Right.
What does the acronym SMH stand for?
Shake my head.
Look at you.
Woo! Well, trust me, around here SMH a lot.
Ah, you dumb child.
AJ's a meme king.
Shut up.
Who wrote the Twilight books?
The Twilight author.
The Twilight author, was that your answer?
Yeah.
He's right.
Technically, I'm right, but they want a name.
Taylor Swift wrote Bad Blood as a diss track against. Which other pop star?
John Mayer.
First of all, I think you mean John Mayer.
Was that right?
No, John Mayer is like who? The guy who owns the hot dog company? Who is that?
Mayer.
Katy Perry.
Yes.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Yeah.
So nice.
Powder Ridge, sex, drugs, and no rock and roll.
Wow.
This is the name of a movie that's being made right now by Gorman Bouchard. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to see you again. He made the movie Pizza Love Story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all do.
So we've been friends for a long time.
You have me a pizza.
Now you're working on this. What's the deal with this?
This sort of fell into my lap during COVID. My wife actually discovered a story because she remembered her dad as a state cop, had directed traffic at this thing. And after he passed, we went to the state police museum. And as she's looking for pictures for her dad, I'm seeing all these pictures that look like they were of Woodstock or something. I'm like, what is this? And then we triggered the memory, and we started looking into it. And it's like, this might make a nice little short film. And then we start peeling back the layers of the onion. And there's mob involvement. There's so much going on. This every single time I interview someone, I swear I get new stories. I just found out that Sonny and Cher were there to record a commercial. And there's just
at this thing, but it never happened, right? Did it happen?
Well, it happened as a massive party. It basically became...
No bands?
Melanie. Melanie showed up.
Okay, so no bands.
Melanie showed up because she was just, as she said, I was able to sneak in because I just looked like every other hippie chick there. And she snuck
in. So she wasn't scheduled?
She was scheduled.
Okay,
yes.
So bring us through this. What was the original date of the festival?
Date of the festival was July 31st, August 1st and 2nd, 1970. So almost a year after Woodstock. Which was in.
Oh, wow. So everyone had Woodstock fever.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyone who missed out wanted to be a part of it. Anyone who went said, that was cool. I want to do it again.
Right.
It was a thing.
Well, a guy who was connected to the mob named Ray Filiberti out of New York, who more than anything saw.
Now, Ray, I'm not saying your name. He is. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Ray's son has given me tons of information.
Ray's
gone on to the other side.
Gotcha.
He saw the how much money the Woodstock movie made, and he actually got a 5-pitcher deal with Bob Evans at Paramount.
Oh, wow.
To do a number of films, the first one being a film about a Woodstock-like music festival. And so that sort of got everything together. Back then, pretty much everyone was being booked by the same company, United Talent. And so, you know, he got most of the Woodstock lineup, Sly and the Family Stone, Janis, you know.
To play Connecticut.
Yeah. And
at this festival that never happened.
Right. And now.
Holy crap.
Now, the big issue, though, became that the guy who
let's run through the entertainment. Okay. Listen to this. It's quite shocking. So, Janis Joplin.
Okay.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Right.
Van Morrison.
Wow.
Jethro Tull. Richie Havens,
jeez.
Melanie, Grand Funk Railroad, Chuck Berry, the Allman Brothers Band, Joe Cocker, Little Richard, Fleetwood Mac, Eric Burdon, and War.
Damn.
That would get anybody's attention.
Oh, yeah.
How many days was it supposed to be?
Three.
Three days.
Two of those bands, forget about it.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
wow.
Last one's Melanie.
The issue became, though, that the town was not a big fan of the guy who owned Powder Ridge, which was called Powder Hill at the time, because he was, it's a very conservative, sleepy little Connecticut town, and he was a well-known communist. He literally went to the Supreme Court to fight for the right to go to Cuba back in, like, 1965. There's a famous case, Zemel versus Rusk, and he was Lou Zemel versus Dean Rusk, the Secretary of the State.
Do you put this in the movie or you leave it out?
Oh, no, this is in the movie. Because,
really? Because sometimes I think too much stuff gets thrown into these documentaries.
Well, the thing is, but this is why the town got the injunction, I believe, more so than anything, is they did not, really wanted
to. So it has to be in there.
Kind of backstory, yeah.
Their argument to not have this show is because this guy's a known communist.
I think their argument was anything to, their argument secretly was anything to make this guy fail. They just did not like him. Because also, let's also bring in the Bobby Seale murder trial, the Black Panthers in New Haven, 1969 into 1970. The person that he was accused of putting the hit on, his body was dumped in Middlefield, right next to Powder Ridge. Yeah. And then Zemel goes and allows the Black Panthers to have a rally at Powder Ridge. So there's a lot of contention.
Okay.
And
I'm sure the neighbors are like, yeah, we don't want hippies urinating on our lawn.
Right.
That was the big thing of it.
It's my lawn to myself,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was... And yet, though, the crowd...
Did these bands know that they were booked for this, or was this all
so far what I'm finding is
wait what I was yeah. out of what
yeah
there were people because it was mob run there were a lot of people in the government who were trying to say this was all phony, but as I'm contacting more and more of the bands, I'm finding that yes, they were booked. So it really would have happened.
Did you talk to any of the bands for the documentary?
A couple of them, yeah.
Really?
So far, yeah.
Anyone that we would...
Well, Melanie's in the documentary.
Of course.
She's still around?
Yeah, she's down in Nashville. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And there were also a number of local bands that, you know, probably no one would remember, but had also played on the night before. Louis Black, the famous comedian, was there actually directing traffic as he describes himself as being completely messed up on LSD. But
and he just decided to direct traffic.
Do some good. Yeah.
That's what he was brought on. A lot of kids were being given free tickets because, hey, will you help this? Will you help that? You know, because there was no legitimate security ever hired.
So wait, all these people show up and no band show up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.